it was an on again, off again thing.
A couple kept trying.
I was talking to a lot of guys. He didn't like that.
You got the wrong show.
When it was so hard to get along.
Did you have a fight with her?
I took care of her since day one. She seen that the money wasn't coming in like it used to, so she just kicked me to the curb.
But their situation isn't simple.
We were not together. He had a girlfriend. Besides that, we were still sleeping together.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-old Jessica Glover is suing ex-boyfriend 24-year-old Ryan Hayes for an unpaid car loan and for damaging her home during a heated argument.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 188 on the calendar, the matter of Glover versus Hayes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Glover, what kind of work do you do?
I'm not working.
When was the last time you worked?
May of this year.
And who did you work for?
The city of Cedartown. I was a transit driver.
And how long did you have that job?
A year, a little bit over a year.
And prior to that?
I worked for a tax company. I was an office assistant.
Mr. Hayes is, or was, a longtime boyfriend.
Yes.
You have a child together.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been sort of an off and on couple for 4 or 5 years, according to what I read here. Sometimes you lived together, sometimes you didn't, sometimes he stayed over. It was an on again, off again thing. Where did you live, Mr. Hayes, in 2012, and with whom?
I actually lived with Miss Glover.
Where?
We stayed at the Stay Lodge. It's this apartment complex called the State Lodge. We stayed at it together.
You lived there together?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you move into that complex?
Probably back in January of 2012.
Who lived in the apartment?
Just me and Miss Glover at the time.
What about the baby?
Yeah, the baby did too. Yes, ma'am.
Prior to moving into that apartment complex, where did you live?
I actually lived with my mother. I lived with her for about 2 months. And then.
And before that, who did you live with?
Oh, Miss Glover.
Where?
In Cedartown, Georgia.
When was your baby born?
2009.
In 2010, who were you living with?
Miss Glover.
And in 2011, with the exception of the 2 months you lived with your mother, you were living with Miss Glover?
Yes, ma'am.
And in 2012, you were living in the apartment complex?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you move out of the apartment complex?
March sometime, 2012.
And where did you go?
I actually had to go to a homeless shelter. I didn't have nowhere to go.
Did you have a fight with her?
No, what happened was is that I used to take care of her. I took care of her since day one we got together. And she just got tired of it. And she seen that the money wasn't coming in like it used to. So she just kicked me to the curb.
So she told you to leave?
Yeah.
The apartment was in her name?
No, ma'am.
In whose name?
It was in mine and hers.
So it was a joint lease?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you lose your job?
I actually lost it in 2012, February 2012.
And who had you been working for?
I was actually working for Home Depot and Toys R Us at the same time.
And Miss Glover was working as well?
Yes.
Can I say something?
In a minute. Did you sort of pool your bills?
Yes, ma'am.
So from 2009, according to you, until March of 2012, with the exception of 2 months, you lived together as a couple?
Yes, ma'am.
In Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
Now I'm going to go into what this case is allegedly about. You claim, Ms. Glover, that you made a loan to Mr. Hayes in the amount of $2,000 to buy a car so he could have a vehicle to go out and look for a job, and you want that $2,000 back. In addition to that, you claimed that he caused some damage to the apartment that the two of you were sharing, and you want him to pay for that. Now, let's start with the loan. In what month and year did you give Mr. Hayes money to buy a car?
I loaned him money in February of 2012.
And in February of 2012, you were living in an apartment and the lease was a joint lease. That's either a yes or a no. Very easy to find out. That's either a yes or a no.
I was living there. He wasn't living there.
Was the lease a joint lease?
It was a joint lease. I apologize.
And the joint lease was from January of 2012? Is that when you moved in there?
No, we moved. Sorry.
When did you move into the apartment?
October 2011.
Okay. Now, Miss Glover, you can tell me your story.
October 2011, we were staying at Stay Lodge, me, him, and our son. I was talking to a lot of guys. He didn't like that.
I don't listen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You got the wrong show.
Sorry.
You lived together as a couple, raising a child from 2011 until 2012.
In January 2012, we broke up because he, okay.
Okay, so you say you broke up in January of 2012.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was violent, because that's what you say in your papers.
He had a temper, yes.
That's what you say in your papers. He was violent, he made holes in the walls, and you said that he left in January of 2012. He says he didn't leave until March. But now you're going to tell me that after he was violent in January of 2012, in February of 2012, you gave him money. Is that what you're telling me?
No, it's okay, let me break it down. Can I do that?
I want you to tell me in what month and year you allegedly gave him $2,000.
February 2012.
That's what I said. So let me get this very tight for you. You lived together as a couple continuously, with the exception of a couple of months that
that's
he was
true.
With his mother, from 2009. That's what he says. I absolutely believe him. 2009 until 2012. He says March of 2012. You say he moved out in January of 2012 from an apartment that was jointly leased to the two of you. Now, you say in your complaint that he was violent and damaged property.
He hadn't damaged property yet. When we were living in the apartment, he didn't damage that property. He damaged my home. When I moved into my home, that was the property that was damaged. Because I had moved in June 2012, I had moved into a house. My name was on that lease. And we were not living together, nor were we together at all. I mean, we slept together. You know what I mean?
First of all, you went back and forth. He ended up getting a job in April. He would give me money here and there. We went back and forth about it all the time. Things took a turn a month later when he asked you to watch his dog. So what you're telling me is that's from a different apartment.
Yes, that's two totally different situations.
That's a different apartment. Okay. So now I want you to tell me about the $2,000 that you gave him in February of 2012.
Okay. Mr. Hayes had got me a car before, and he would pay all the bills and everything. So in 2012, I had got my income tax back, and he didn't have a car. And he was saying that he needed a car to get to the jobs because he didn't have anyone to take him to work. So I said, well, I'll loan you this $2,000 because we give each other money, but never that much. So when I loaned him the $2,000, he was supposed to, you know, get the job at Home Depot, stay on the job, and pay me payments other than child support for...
Did you have a child support order?
No, he just pays me in money orders every month. Because if I put him on child support, Mr. Hayes is not going to be able to pay that amount, and he'll be in jail, and I would rather him spend time with my son than be in jail all the time. So he just paid, we agreed to $100 a month in child support, and that's what he pays me. But sometimes he would say when he was paying child support, it would go towards the loan, and that's not true, and he knows it.
Who's going to prove to me when he moved out of the house?
When he moved out in January, he had a girlfriend. He had a new girlfriend, so he was living with his mom or brother or whoever, and he was enjoying his time with his girlfriend.
And that, you say, was in January?
Yes, ma'am.
And that, you say, was in March?
Yes, ma'am.
That's not true.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We were not together. He had a girlfriend. Besides that, we were still sleeping together. So even when he would have a girlfriend...
And later today,
Miss Attitude, who had already dropped her children off, rammed your car.
Yes, ma'am.
I've met her for a moment. I believe you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jessica Glover says ex-boyfriend Ryan Hayes owes for an unpaid car loan.
Now, tell me about this money that she gave you. Where were you living when she gave you this $2,000?
With Miss Glover. And the thing about it is when she loaned it to me, she said that it was a gift. You know what I mean? Basically, it was a gift because of all the stuff I done did for her.
Like
what? You know what I'm saying? Like taking care of her when she didn't have no job, taking care of everything. And she was like, well, I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and give you the $2,000.
Let me ask you a question. when you left, the car that you had been using with Miss Glover for transportation, what happened to that car?
Actually, she ran it into the ground.
Did she use it after you left?
Yeah, I let her use the car even after I left. She ran it into the ground.
That's not true. That's not true. He's not telling
the truth. Well, let me ask you this question. What kind of a car do you now have?
I don't have a car. The car that we were using when we moved into the apartment back in 2012, it was an old car. It broke down in the
middle. Who bought it?
He did. He was leasing it, but when he didn't have any money, I was paying for the car.
Miss Glover, what I don't understand is you understand exactly where I'm going because you're a smart lady. If the two of you were living together as a couple from 2009 till 2012, you had a child, he paid bills, he bought a car, he didn't have a car, you got your tax refund back, you had the money so he could buy a car, that's living as a family. I don't get involved with that. What I don't understand is, if he was living with a new girlfriend in January, why would you give him $2,000?
I was helping him out because I have a son by him.
No,
I
had
a
rental car. Listen, if that's so good-natured, people are not.
I had a rental car when I got my taxes. I had a rental car, and that's how I was getting around. I had rented the car for 2 weeks. Me and him went to the bank together. I cashed my refund. I put half in the bank and the other $2,055 I took out. I gave him the $2,000. I kept the $55. I went to Hooters in Atlanta. And we were not together. He had a girlfriend. Besides that, we were still sleeping together. So, like, even when he would have a girlfriend, it was a loan, Your Honor. I wouldn't just sit there and give him $2,000. Well, I didn't have money for that.
Then I suggest that you go to court and get a child support order. Prove to the court that you no longer either live together or sleep together. I don't get involved in domestic situations where people are playing house without benefit of marriage and they're exchanging money. He doesn't have
account. He was saying that he was repaying it, but it was really child support.
Goodbye, Miss Glover.
Please excuse me, step out.
He was lying about the loan. He was saying that when he was paying child support, someone was going to the loan, so he was admitting that it was a loan.
Actually, it wasn't a loan, it was a gift.
I was talking to other guys. He found out, he got mad, he left, he got a new girlfriend, and we moved on.
I hope she have a good life, and hopefully I have a good life, and everything will be all right, man, between me and her.
I don't want nothing else to do with her.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Mellon versus Irwing. Step forward, please.
Nicole Mellon is suing fellow motorist Renisha Irwing for purposely backing into her car in an elementary school parking lot.
All right. Miss Irwing, you were taking your children to school?
Well, I dropped them off and just then
I You were taking your children to school?
Yes.
And you had dropped them off?
Yes.
And the blue car is your car?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you dropped the children off, you were backing out of the parking lot?
Yes.
Which you know is wrong to do. You were backing out of the parking lot because either there were lots of other cars there or whatever reason, which you shouldn't do.
Right.
The plaintiff was coming in to drop off a child at school, and she's behind you.
Yes.
So what you're supposed to do, despite the fact that you wanted to do the wrong thing, which was back out of the parking lot, you saw a car behind you, so you pull into the parking lot and go out the right way.
Right.
You chose not to do that. Now, the plaintiff says she's making her turn in, so now you are in a standoff. You're not moving forward, and she's not moving back, because you had accomplished your goal already by dropping your children off.
Exactly, and I have to...
I don't care exactly. And she's not backing up to let you out.
Right.
So, in this whole scenario, I'm telling you now, you are 100% wrong.
No,
I want you to pay careful attention. In this whole accident thing, your temper was 100% wrong. You did not drive properly in that situation by driving through the parking lot and letting her drive into the parking lot the way she was supposed to. Don't speak. You were wrong. Who were you?
I'm her mother, Ronnie Sherwin.
She was wrong.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You know, you stand like attitude.
I do?
Yes. Right now, what you're doing is standing like attitude. And there's really only one attitude here. That would be mine.
Real K.
cases, real people, Judge Judy. Nicole Mellon says fellow motorist Ronisha Irwing purposely backed into her car in an elementary school parking lot.
Now let's get to you. You say that because she wanted out, Miss Attitude, who had already dropped her children off, rammed your car.
Yes, ma'am.
I've met her for a moment. I believe you. She was annoyed. You wouldn't ram her car because you had a child in your car, right?
Actually, I was dropping off my boyfriend and his nephew at school at the time.
Whatever it is, you had a child in your car. Right. What was it that I said that was wrong?
Nothing.
I read your papers. Okay. You had a child in the car, so you weren't going to ram her car. She had no children in her car. You know, you stand like Attitude.
I do?
Yes. Right now, what you're doing is standing like Attitude. And there's really only one Attitude here. That would be mine. You see, my problem, Miss Mellon, is as follows. It was determined this accident was her fault, and the insurance company actually paid to have your car fixed.
Correct.
And they did.
I'm speaking. Put that down. Insurance company paid to have your car fixed.
Yes.
Hers, yours, I don't care which one. But the first thing you did was you contacted an attorney.
Yes.
At what time of the day did this accident happen?
It happened at 8:55 in the morning.
And after the accident, where did you go?
I went home initially.
And after you went home, what did you do?
I went to the emergency room because I started to feel pain.
Did you go to the emergency room before or after you contacted the attorney?
Before.
Did the police arrive at the scene of the accident and take a report?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you refuse medical treatment then?
No, I did not.
Did they ask you if you were injured?
No, they didn't ask me if I needed it.
I don't believe that. I think that you would have said something if you needed medical treatment, but they always say, do you need medical treatment? Is everybody okay? So what you did was as follows. You went and hired a lawyer, and the lawyer sent you to a chiropractor?
Yes.
Right. See how I know the story? You didn't tell me the story. And you went to the chiropractor for a long time, and you spent a lot of money because the lawyer told you you were going to get back all your medical bills, and the only way you were going to make a case against the defendant is if you had injuries that you needed to take care of. And at the end of the day, after you had already spent all this money on the chiropractor, the lawyer said, you have no case. And he dropped you. That's what happened. Right.
No, and actually, he didn't drop me.
Well, then why don't you go back to him? Because I'm not helping you.
Actually, I dropped him because he refused to keep in communication with me.
That means he dropped you. That's what he did. He looked and he said, I'll send you to a chiropractor for treatments, and then we'll build up what your medicals are, and we'll try to settle for 10 times whatever your medicals are because the accident was her fault. That's not what courts are here for.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a file clerk.
Who do you work for?
The city of Carson.
How long have you worked for them?
For 10 months.
And when was this accident?
December the 8th.
Of last year. You were working for them then as a file clerk?
No, not at the time of the accident, I wasn't.
Who were you working for?
I wasn't working at the time.
When did you get a job with the city? You
10 months ago.
Well, prior to that 10-month period, who was supporting you?
Actually, I was supporting myself. I was receiving unemployment, and Terrence at the time had a job.
Okay, so you were living together?
Yes, we were.
Great. And you got a job a few months after the accident?
No, I didn't get a job until 2012, and it was temporary.
Just a second. When was this accident?
It was December 8, 2011.
Oh, please, give me a break. The fact that you were trying to make a lawsuit when none existed does not mean you get rewarded. And I already told her, she was 100% wrong. She caused this whole kerfuffle. But you got your car paid for, and then you were looking to make some money. And the lawyer walked you down the wrong path when he said, go to the chiropractor, pay the money, and we'll be able to get more money at the other end. Sue him. Don't sue her, because right. I'm not entertaining it. That's all. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I did have injuries, and I did have to go to the doctor.
She just was trying to scam Judge Judy to get some extra money.
She rammed in the back of into my car to where her car was literally on top of my car.
She's making it seem like I'm the bad person, but she really was the bad person.